and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We just came in from sitting out in the catdom on the patio in a gorgeous sunshine.
Yeah, it's about 60 degrees here in February. This is February 2nd.
Yes.
In East Central Illinois. And we have been below zero this time. I think last year we were probably below zero or close to it at this time. And we were out in the catdom with Abby, one of our cats. And there were girls, honeybees.
Yes.
All around us, which was fantastic.
That was wonderful. The weather is nice enough that the honeybees are taking a little bit of a break from clustering, stretching their wings, going potty, and really just checking out their environment.
Yeah, they were buzzing around us. It's like they still remember us.
They do.
I think they do.
I think they do too.
So it was fun.
It was a really nice rest break for
us. Yeah, and we have not been resting.
We have not.
At all.
We have taken a week. We had set a time frame of 2 weeks. We actually got finished in a week, but
which we, 2 weeks was, I didn't think we'd really get it in 2 weeks, but that's what we were going to push for.
Just as a kind of a time frame, yeah, and a target.
We were going to try.
But we came in quicker than we thought.
Yeah. So we have been busy. I think we've talked about the decluttering, and the basement was kind of the project that we were putting off.
We were, because it was overwhelming to think about.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, it's like the pantry area where we had stored, I know there were at least 50 tubs in there of stuff. I mean, yeah. Some Christmas decorations, things you gotta have.
Right.
But it was just literally to the ceiling on one entire wall. I mean, just full of just tubs. And then there was all the other stuff. You couldn't even, I couldn't hardly get a mop through there when I would mop each week. It was awful.
It was. And we took that on as a project this past week. This was probably our biggest decluttering project.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Actually, I'm thinking that between Goodwill and the trash people, they're probably thinking we're moving.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it looks like it. We even had to get an extra trash can this week.
Yes. Because,
and, you know, we're trying to recycle and reuse what we can. But, you know, some of the silly stuff that we keep, it's like we open up tubs and there's like bags of bags.
Like, crazy.
Why do we need that?
So we have really been purging.
Yes.
In our declutter effort. And it feels really good.
Oh my gosh. Today just feels, we've been pretty tired because we started this exactly a week ago. We started this last Sunday, and that we were going to tear out. I think we started tearing out, I don't even remember now. We started taking out tubs. Yes. And so we cleared out the entire room, which there were, what, 4 or 5 shelving units?
Yes.
Packed full of stuff. All those tubs.
Cabinets.
Yeah. Four cabinets. Yeah, it's amazing what we had in that space. It's a cool space.
It's though. A very cool space. It's one section of the basement where we've walled it off to make it a storage area / pantry. And wow, we really did a number on that.
Yeah, so I think we've posted some pictures on social media and we'll post more. But it had 2 bare light bulbs. That was the lighting for the room. And they were kind of like hung from the rafters with,
it had no ceiling.
Yeah, no ceiling
it was the
at all.
Floor joist.
Yeah,
for the
no
upper
ceiling.
Floor.
duct work, just pretty ugly.
It was. It was essentially unfinished.
Yeah, it was unfinished. And so we tore it all apart and gave it a major cleaning.
Major.
And then started to, well, several trips to hardware stores.
Of course.
And then we started to tackle the boxing in of the ductwork.
Yes. So we boxed all of that in and then put a ceiling in. And there were some parts of that that made me question our sanity.
Right.
But we got through it.
And remember, how many times have we said we're not doing this anymore?
I know. And really, well, we're not going to do this again for a while.
We're not going to do this room again.
There you go. We do have some additional projects coming up, but we're scheduling those. Everything doesn't have to be done this minute. And the rest of the basement ceiling and boxing in utilities and ductwork and water lines and things like that will come over time.
We do at least have a ceiling in the rest of it. It's a suspended ceiling, and we're going to change that up a little bit. And it'll look a lot nicer.
It will.
But for now, it's just going to be the way it is.
It is. So we're kind of ready to get back to our normal life and our normal schedule.
This weather makes me want to get in the garden so bad.
Oh, yeah. But pretty much that is all we've done, with the exception of a couple of appointments. That's all we've done all week.
Yeah.
Is work on that room.
Day in, day out, early morning. Late for us, later evening. So we're sore, we're tired, we're grouchy, but we're excited today.
We are.
Because we started moving back.
Yay. We just have a couple more shelves to move and wipe down, and that project will be complete.
Yeah.
And I've discovered muscles that I had forgotten about having.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like if we sit in the car for very long.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, we haven't sat very long except for like trips to the hardware store. So that's when I notice it when we come home.
But it feels great.
But we've hauled all this, carried all these materials and down, I don't know how many trips down the basement. How many trips up and down a ladder, but a lot.
Yeah, I can't even count. But what's really cool is that feeling that when the project's finished and you have such a sense of accomplishment. And I love that.
Well, I'm impressed because this was an odd shaped room.
Yes. Has a couple of angled walls.
Yeah, it has angled walls, which make it a really cool room. But with the ceiling, you figured all this out because I just do what you tell me, because if I did it, it would be a wreck. But you figured all this out. Every single tile had to be cut. We didn't even have one whole tile. Now, we've installed ceilings before. At least you have some whole ones. No, not in this one.
Not in this one. And I thought there were going to be at least three whole tiles, but once we got moving on it, I realized, oh no, that's where the lights are.
Yeah, so there were none.
Still had to cut.
And so we put in pot lights.
We
so
did.
We took out those nasty looking light bulbs, and they were just like hanging from a 2x4.
And it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. It we did have some light in there, but installed for the first time. We've always wanted to do this, and this is one of the few things we haven't done. But we had never installed pot lights or can lights. So we did that, and they look fantastic. They're flush with the ceiling, and they just look great.
You know, they really were not bad to install.
No, they weren't. You had studied all this stuff,
though. I did.
You really did. And I just pretty much do whatever you say, okay, do this, do this. I can follow directions, and I tried to be pretty good with it. But, you know, the whole mess was hard for me.
It was
just the
chaos. It was hard, yes, because it was just stacked in the rest of the basement.
Yeah.
But we make a pretty good team
working
together.
Yeah, we do. And we've worked together on so many projects over the years. We kind of got this figured out. You do what you do. I know that you approach things differently than I do. you think through them. I just make mistakes and then have to fix them.
Oh, I made plenty of mistakes down here, but then we had trim work to finish that and
cover it up. Yeah, we had a little error in, you know, some of it, but that's what trim work is for.
That's right. Cover up those
You can't
errors.
See it now, so that's all right. So, you know, 50 years from now, somebody's pulling it out and saying, who did this? Who cares?
Yeah.
It looks fine now. It looks a whole lot better than it did.
Absolutely.
And the sense of accomplishment, I think, just really makes it all worth it.
Absolutely.
And we can find our stuff.
We found things that we had forgotten about.
Yeah.
And now we can use.
You ended up finding 7 dozen, I think. So 84 canning jars down there that really had stuff in it that we'd canned like years ago.
Yeah.
And just needed to go. So we have
got all that cleaned up. So we are accomplished and now we're looking toward what's next.
Yep. Gardening.
I've
got beds to build.
Yes. High on the list. We're continuing to work on our courses. We have a few more things to add to the courses. We need final tweaks on the workshop that we're presenting on February 15th for the Spring Into Gardening, hosted by the
Colts County Master Gardeners.
Yes. I think I'm tired.
Yeah.
So all of that's coming up. We're feeling accomplished. Things are great. And it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. And from what I understand, the groundhog is thinking, you know, I do trust these groundhogs, by the way.
Right. Yes.
Or don't. But I know we will have spring. We have spring. But one of the few times that actually the prediction is for an early spring, I'll take that if it's true, whether a rodent says it or not. That's okay with me.
Any promise of spring is a good
thing. Yeah, but today is definitely fantastic. See the girls out flying, the sun, and it just really, we have plants in the basement. Little teeny tiny ones.
But beautiful.
But yes.
The promise of food to come.
So it won't be long.
It will not.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.